Trumpany. Making America great again. Triggering social justice warriors. The Trumpany. Today, when I was out trail running, this is the first time I went trail running since the election, I saw today more beautiful women in quality and quantity than I have seen in months. Just by electing Donald Trump. Women have started becoming more feminine and attractive, truly making America great again. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, the only possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Welcome to the Trumpening. My God, the fucking feelings. The feelings are, I mean, it's still, the still. People are just stunned and shocked that they did not get their way. Democracy failed because a Republican won the election. Right? Democracy only works. Democracy is only successful in the eyes of the fucking emotional retards if a Democrat wins the election. If somebody who's not a Democrat wins the election, well, democracy failed. Oh, God. The inferior. When I say that, I would like Donald Trump to build concentration camps and exterminate everyone who voted for Hillary Clinton. I need you to understand that I don't give a fuck about the non-aggression principle because I'm defending myself. Hillary Clinton voters. I have been talking about politics since 1999. I have been doing this podcast for 12 years. I have had friends who are fucking environmentalists, communists, socialists, Democrats, Republicans, Mormons, atheists, Catholics, Muslims. Oh my God, I have this friend, he's a Muslim, and he owns a business, and I know, like, we're talking like 7 or 8 women that have worked for him over the years who have quit because they say that he's sexist. I'm like, well, he's a Muslim. He's from Turkey. They have a different culture. They're like, no, he's just a sexist. And it's like, these are the same fucking stupid cunts who want to bring more Muslims here. When a Muslim is here in this country and he owns his own business and he's doing great and everything else, but he tells you to do, you get all your fucking panties in a wad because he's a sexist, but you want to bring more Muslims here. You think the Muslims that come here aren't going to fucking tell you to shut your mouth and do your job? They are. It's just sickening. I mean, I've known people across the whole political spectrum for the fucking all the years I've been doing this, all the years I've been alive. I've taken 600 level philosophy classes. I've taken them. I've sat in a room with people completely disagreed with the animal rights wackos, vegans, socialists, and had intelligent, rational discussions with them. I have not In my entire life, I have not encountered people who are as intellectually and as emotionally retarded, as in their growth and development has been held back, as the people who voted for Hillary Clinton. You people, you're this whole new level of inferior that I really didn't know existed at this magnitude. Like, I've always known that there are supremely inferior people on the planet Earth who are just too stupid to conceive of the concept that other people could have an opinion. But the fact that there are 60 million of you, it's It's not one of these things where I'm going to sit here and say, I don't understand how... I understand perfectly. You are mentally, emotionally, intellectually retarded. You have, somehow or another, reached this state of having a world view where you actually think you are supposed to always get what you want. You wanted Hillary Clinton to be the president. Hillary Clinton is not the president. Therefore, democracy doesn't work because you didn't win. If we play poker, and I have one pair and you have two pair, I don't sit there and go, oh, well, poker is broken because I didn't win. You people wanted a master. You've got a master. You wanted a president. You wanted an election. You want a government. You want to pay taxes. You want laws that tell you what to do and what not to do. You got it. And that the rules, everyone knew the rules ahead of time. You go, you vote, you get electoral count, you count, you do that. There, everything was on the up and up, girls. You fucking lost. The game was played. The game was not rigged. The rules were there. Everybody knew what the rules were. Those 9 million of you didn't show up and vote for Hillary Clinton. And I wonder if maybe, and this occurred to me the other day because I'm still thinking about this. I'm thinking about, God, I have so, oh my God, there's, I, today while trail running, I'm listening to another audiobook. It's about brain and stuff. It's really interesting. And I had one brilliant idea, which I've already started working on. Right, I had another idea today. Oh my God, the idea I'm about to implement is, you think the fucking SJWs are triggered now. You wait until they see. I am going to fucking trigger. This could potentially up the number of death threats that I receive. This is going to be so fucking triggering. Oh God. Anyway, there's so much. And there's lots of, and God, the women today, just what the, I don't know if it's Trump. I don't know if America's great. I don't know if it's just me. Oh my God, the girls today that I saw. Oh, maybe now that Trump is the president, maybe women are subconsciously upping their game. They're like, holy shit, dude, there's a fucking shitlord president. I might be able to find a good man all of a sudden instead of these fucking sissified left-wing Democrat Hillary Clinton ass-licking fucking beta male pussies that I'm surrounded by. I don't know what's going on, but women today just looked beautiful. Just beautiful. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the fucking internet. The control room over there on the other side of the glass, also looking especially lovely and adorable today, is the lovely and adorable Randy. Lovely and adorable more than normal. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.motherfucking.com. I wonder if the 9 million people who did not show up and vote for Hillary Clinton, I wonder if that was 9 million Democrats who actually looked at Hillary and said, she's beneath me. Because, of course, what I said, what I predicted, I said Hillary was going to win. I was as shocked as everyone else. It's just the difference is I was shocked with happiness at Donald Trump's victory. because I thought Hillary was going to win because all these people would show up, right? The Bernie Sanders supporters, they were going to show up and vote for Hillary no matter what, because liberal Democrats know every 4 years you go and you vote for the Democrat candidate. It does not matter who the Democrat. I mean, listen, how many people said, well, I'd vote for a dead Hillary before a live Trump, right? I mean, I talked about this on the cast. Yes, you would. I know that. That's my fucking point. Those of you who are a lot of Republicans and conservative and libertarian types and alt-right types, you know, and I can kind of throw myself in there and whatever, you know, right? There's so many of us who might vote Republican, might vote right-wing statist, who have sat elections out in the past. Again, myself, I will never vote for a liberal Democrat for president. I didn't vote for anybody in the McSaim election. I didn't vote for anybody in the Mitt Romney election because I wasn't going to soil myself with that shit. I voted for Donald Trump out of self-defense. I will vote for a right-wing statist candidate out of self-defense. I will never vote for a left-wing statist candidate. Never. So there are some people on the right who are look at what the right, the Republicans, throws up and says, this is beneath me. I'm not participating. I wonder if those 9 million looked at Hillary Clinton and actually had enough virtue and integrity and not just fake virtue signaling. Oh God, the virtue signaling is still going on. I mean, the virtue signaling is just coming at me. Every fucking human I run into, especially around here, the People's Republic of Fort Collins is very fucking liberal, which cracks me up because I hear liberals complaining about how conservative this town is. I do not know a single person who voted for Trump so far. People I have met in person and start talking to them, I mean, just friends, casual acquaintances, people I work with, not a single fucking person that I have run into in person since the election has been a Trump supporter, Trump voter. You can vote for him without, I've voted for Trump. That doesn't mean I support him. If you're a liberal Democrat, you're not intelligent enough to understand the difference, and that's fine. I don't care. You should be dead. And I wonder, were there 9 million from the previous election, 6 million from, well, 6 million from the previous, 9 million from the previous before the previous. Is that the pre-previous election? Nine million people did not show up for Hillary. Did those 9 million people actually have some virtue instead of just signaling it? Did those 9 million people have integrity? And speaking of integrity, I'm so serious about this. When are you people going to Canada? Get the fuck out. You also, if Donald Trump wins, I'm going to Canada. Donald Trump won. But no, you're a liar. You're a coward. You have no integrity. You're a fucking piece of shit. You're a complete, and this is what I'm talking, that I don't remember people, if Obama wins, I'm leaving. If Mitt Romney wins, I'm leaving. The mental retardation, the virtue signaling, the crying, the tears, the screaming about how democracy doesn't work because I just, fuck, this is more of that than I have ever seen, ever in my life. And I'll say it again, I am seriously considering severing friendship. You know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know how much I've talked about this, how much I've ridiculed liberal Democrats, how much I've said the only people who have ever severed their friendships with me over politics have all been left-wing statists. I've told it over and over. I've fucking right-wingers and Christians and Mormon. I've told Mormons shit right to their face, and they're fine. Totally fine. Left-wing statists, like that one bitch I told her, I said there's no such thing as global warming. I said if there was, well, you should lessen your and just kill yourself. She never spoke to me again. That's all I said. If you care about the earth and you want to minimize your... She said, I do everything I can to minimize my impact on the earth. So if you want to minimize your impact on the earth, the best thing you could do is kill yourself. And then the only impact you'd have left on the earth would be as your body decays. As long as you're... Just kill your... Boom, that was it. She never spoke to me again. And that's great. I'm fine with that. And so now I sound just like a left-wing statist. But there, I can handle a certain level of immaturity because all of us, we are all humans, we are all flawed, we are all immature to a point. All of us have some levels of immaturity, like fucking knows I do. If you've listened to this podcast, you've heard plenty of it. But the Hillary Clinton voter has taken immaturity, emotional immaturity, intellectual immaturity, virtue immaturity. They have taken immaturity to a whole new level. Speaking of immaturity, now we're going to see how this goes. This could be a two-parter. This could be, we don't know. I have here in my hands the Rocky Mountain Collegian from Thursday, November the 10th. I did not see an edition of the, now if you're new, the Rocky Mountain Collegian is the student newspaper of Colorado State University, the college here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. And of course, it is obviously written by and for millennials. So I didn't see an issue from Wednesday. Maybe they were too triggered to publish an issue. Maybe they had an issue all planned out with Hillary's victory and all this other stuff. When she lost, they had nothing to put in it, so they didn't print one. I don't know. I could go on college, on the college campus, and go to the collegian office area and find the back issues. But honestly, like just going on to CSU campus, which again, if you've listened for a long time, I worked on that campus for 8 years. I had a job at CSU. Just walking onto that campus fills me with this, because I know I'm surrounded on the campus. There's all kinds of rules and laws about what you can say. If you look at somebody, you're a rapist, and there's fucking feminazis and social justice warriors all over the place. I don't even like going on campus anymore. Because it's just, it's this environment of stupidity and immaturity and social justice warring, right? People say, well, it's chill. It's a chilling effect. I fucking hate that phrase. It's a chilling effect. But it's a place where I just don't want to be there, because I know that such a significant number of the people, as I bang the microphone around as I adjust it, such a significant number of people on that campus are so damaged and so filled with hatred. I mean, a Jew doesn't want to go to a Nazi convention. A black person doesn't want to attend a Klan meeting. I don't want to go on a college campus because I know the people there want me dead. I have not read any of this. This is pure cold. I'm saved for this for you guys. It says here on the front, opinion, President Trump, do we value laws more than morals? Which is interesting. So what you're saying is your laws and your morals are not the same. So you're saying your morals are unlawful or your laws are unmoral? If your laws and your morals aren't the same, why not? This is the level of intellectual retardation we're dealing with in the millennials. Here we go. Oh, God. All right, we're on page 3. Some on campus concerned over Trump's victory. On Colorado State University's campus, reactions were mixed after Donald Trump emerged victorious Wednesday morning, 290 electoral votes to Clinton's 232. On campus, a space for campus conversation, a safe space, a space for campus conversation was held at the Diversity House. There's a Diversity House on campus. Wednesday at noon. At noon? Or aren't you little fucking shit supposed to be in class at noon? How do you have time to go to the fucking Diversity House and talk? Oh, that's right, because you don't have any real classes because you're majoring in motherfucking international communications and fashion design and fucking young adult climate change literature. On the plaza, a few protesters held signs that said Black Lives Matter and America was never great. If Black Lives Matter, Black people should stop shooting each other. If America was never great, feel free to get the fuck out. In Old Town, a flashlight vigil, because because you're too big of a sissies to use fucking actual flames, right? Because you might burn yourselves. I mean, this is a generation that's such fucking pussies that they can't use real candles. Because somebody might get, it might be dangerous to have real candles. In Old Town, a flashlight vigil will be held at 5:30 p.m. Thursday night on the square. Among faculty from the Office of the Vice President for Diversity, the concern is not about which party is right, but whether students feel safe. Right, because you see, there's no such thing as right or wrong. No, that doesn't matter who's right. What matters is, how did the little fucking filthy millennial cunts feel? See, that's what, how, did they feel safe? Because, I mean, you know, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where it's almost entirely white people, where the crime rate is essentially non-fucking existent. The poor Dios, dude, they're so scared. Because Donald Trump might personally come to Fort Collins, go on CSU campus, and start raping people. On Wednesday, the office offered space for a campus conversation at the Diversity House. Yes, you just said this. You're repeating yourself. Oh, but it's okay. It's not like you have writing skills or anything, you little fucking millennial fucking piece of shit. Oh my God, this person's name is Tantalia Parafiscu-Talznik. Parafiscu-Talznik is a hyphenated last name. You can't generalize. No, I can't generalize. People with hyphenated last names are mentally broken. Stay the fuck away from them. They have hosted talks like this before when different national events called for community support. Yes, because national events really need support from little fucking millennial students in Fort Collins. Was there any motherfucking community support when Obama murdered people with flying robots? Each time Obama has murdered innocent people with flying robots, has there been any fucking community support for that? No, of course not, because Obama's black. See, this is what I can't stand, is how devoted you little fucking pieces of shit are to virtue signal, to trying to signal to just what good people, what caring, how compassionate you are. And you're not. You are not. You are fucking selfish, low-life pieces of shit. According to Rhea Vigil, Director of Diversity, Education, and Training, there is power in story and connection. And research shows mental health improves with connection and sharing. Quote, it's about understanding the rhetoric, whichever way you want to pronounce it. It's about understanding the rhetoric and how that's been impactful for people. To me, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing, Vigil said. That is a lie. It is absolute. If Hillary Clinton had won, there would not be a safe space on campus right now. Okay, it is completely a Republican-Democrat thing. If you have to say it isn't, that's because it is. If you have to say it is, that's because it isn't. If you have to say you are, that's because you're not. If you have to say you're not, that's because you are. Okay? I'm not a racist. Yes, you are. Because people who aren't racist don't. I never had to come on this podcast and say, I am not a card-carrying, dues-paying member of the Ku Klux Klan. I don't have to say that. Because I'm not. Okay? If you have to say you are, it's because you're not. If you have to say you're not, it's because you are. Quote, I think there are people who voted Republican who didn't necessarily support him. They just vote Republican. You mean like people just vote? You mean like almost the entire black population just votes Democrat? I don't think just because you're a Republican, you subscribe to those ideals. I think that people vote for a variety of different reasons. Unquote. And the conversation was an opportunity for faculty and students to share their feelings and fears. Instructors shared concerns for their students and campus climate. One member of the talk shared that she was devastated, but asked the group for proactivity. She asked, quote, what's next, unquote. Well, actually, what's next? Now that the fun is over, now that Hillary Clinton has been bitch-slapped and humiliated, now that the trumpeting has begun, what's next? This is really going to hurt your fucking feelings if you're on the right. What's next is business as usual. There will be no significant changes. None. I do have a martini, by the way. The lapses of silence are primarily brought to you by the martini. Abortion will not be made illegal. Wars will not end. The NSA will continue listening to you. Edward Snowden will not receive a presidential pardon, although he should. Obamacare will not be repealed. There are not going to be, and again, unfortunately, and when I say unfortunately, you've got to fucking, I mean this, there will not be concentration camps. There will not be a wall between the United States and Mexico. I saw a headline somewhere. It said Donald Trump backpedaling on wall between Mexico and the United States, something like that. I didn't read the articles. So I don't know what it really said. But I don't need to, because there's not going to be a fucking wall. There's not going to be a wall. There's not going to be concentration camps. There's not going to be abortion made illegal. There's not going to be Obamacare rescinded. Right? None of these things are going to happen. I've explained why over and over and over throughout the last fucking 12 years. 12 years. God damn it. Wait. I have been, I'm like, wait, I got confused. How many years have I been podcasting? No, it is 12. two six-packs, 12-pack. I have been podcasting for 12 fucking years. I've explained this to you. This is, God, just reading this stupidity is hurting my brain. This is why I've got to eliminate these people from my life. I mean, just trying to deal. We need a safe space because a Republican won the presidency. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Shannon Archibald Ingle. Archibald Ingle, hyphenated last name. Shannon Archibald Ingle, Director of Diversity and Retention for the College of Agriculture, shared fear around what will become of her 17-year-old son. Well, probably, you stupid fucking hyphenated cunt, your 17-year-old son will be accused of rape by some fucking femistatist cunt, and she won't have to produce any evidence that she was raped, and your son will be a registered sex offender, and his life will be ruined. But that's what you voted for, you stupid fucking cunt. Quote, "This election impacts his life pretty significantly," unquote, said Archibald Ingle Cunt. Why? Why does who the president is impact your life significantly? What kind of fucking loser are you that you are so dependent on the government? And so dependent, not just on the government, but so dependent. Like, again, it's not like he's going to shut down food stamps. It's not like he's going to turn off the fucking welfare. It's not like he's going to turn off Social Security. This thing where you fucking parasites and you emotionally, intellectually feeble pieces of shit have reached this point in your life where you're so dependent, emotionally dependent on who lives in the White House. That you've got this weird infantile parentalish fixation on who's in the White House. Donald Trump hadn't even been sworn in. I voted for the guy. I already am like this far away from not giving a fuck about him. And you people, you're just fixated. According to Vigil, the important thing to do now is to provide support on campus to those who will need it. Quote, "It brings a lot of fear and uncertainty when someone's elected and his rhetoric has been very anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, and anti-woman in some ways," unquote, Vigil said. Quote, "And we need to provide spaces for people to talk and connect and process their fear," unquote. What could be more anti-Muslim than murdering Muslims with flying robots? Oh, but remember, it's like rape isn't rape when a Muslim does it, and murder isn't murder when a black person does it. Oh, there's so many back doors in your virtue. Vigil said she understood that many people on campus are proud of their candidate and who they have supported for a long time. But for many people, especially the 175 undocumented students on CSU's campus, now, how can they be undocumented students and be students? In order to be a student, doesn't there have to be some kind of fucking documentation about you? If there's no documentation about them, how do they know that they exist? How do they get their grades? What the fuck is an undocumented student? Is this another fucking invented minority group? Undocumented students? Ugh. Especially the 175 undocumented students on CSU's campus, there is a lot of fear that comes with this presidency. Good. I, again, total sincerity. As a heterosexual white man with a job, I have to be afraid of being fired if I piss off a social justice warrior. I have to be afraid that I'm going to be accused of rape because I looked at a woman. No, it's time for you people to have fear. This is why I love the Trump president. This is why I voted for Trump. I want you social justice warrior pieces of shit. I want you to be afraid. I want you to piss yourselves. I want you to look over your shoulders. I want you to be scared. I want you to lay awake at night afraid that Donald Trump is going to put you into a concentration camp and kill you. He isn't. It's not going to happen. But I want you to be afraid that it's going to happen. Because 8 years of calling me a racist has some fucking consequences. Welcome to the fucking consequences, you goddamn filthy fucking cunts. Quote, the things that he has said in many ways are very counter to what we try to do in our office, Vigil said. Quote, creating an environment where all people feel valued and affirmed, unless they're Republicans, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, you know, Catholics, anti-abortion, anti-Black Lives Matter, right? But yeah, you know, so there's all these groups of people that, well, we don't want them to feel valued and affirmed. We hate them. And this is what I'm talking. We want all people to feel valued and affirmed. No, you don't. You are a fucking lying cunt. You are a fucking lying cunt. You do not want all people to feel valued and affirmed. You want people who have the exact same worldview as you do. You want people who hate the same people you hate to feel valued and affirmed. You are a fucking stupid, selfish, racist, discriminatory cunt. And that's certainly not necessarily what he's been saying. It's counter to what we do. The Flashlight Vigil, which, you know, just in case you missed it the first time we mentioned it in this article written by somebody with no fucking writing skills because she has a hyphenate, it has a hyphenated last name. The Flashlight Vigil will be held on the square in Old Town, Fort Collins, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Okay. All right, then we got some stuff here. CSU Title X director does a thankless job. Oh, God. Title X. Oh, Title IX. Title IX. Whatever. Who is it? CSU Chemistry Department not under review despite rumors. Really? Okay. I'll read the non-Trump related stuff and let's figure out. Oh, God. Oh, God, who does not exist. Trump, what? What? It's what? Okay, apparently Trump is going to have... Trump's influence will be huge in California, where he was soundly rejected. California, guy, really, guys, you can leave the United States any fucking time. I know that when the Confederacy left, when the Southern states left, the fucking Yankee filth came and killed us until we came back, but that's because we had things they wanted. California has nothing the rest of us want. Please get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Please get the fuck out. Please get the fuck out. Okay, build a fucking wall between yourselves and the rest of the United States. California, please get the fuck out. Stop virtue signaling. Stop talking about it. Fucking man. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say man. Tranny up. Tranny the fuck up. And get the fuck out. Okay. What will we do now? by Alexandra Settner. She has her picture here. She looks overweight. Fat girls against Trump. All right. Campus was quiet on Wednesday. I'm sure it will be for a few more days. Facebook, social media, political analysts, bloggers, tweeters, and everything in between have made their opinions vocal on the internet. Some people have had really compassionate things to say, and others have been rude. But yeah, a little rudeness going on, especially from, you know, the fucking Hillary voters who are rioting. Our candidate lost. Let's destroy our city. Again, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know I don't like the police. You know I'm anti-police. I am not a fan of the police. When it comes to rioting over shit like this, I want you to understand, I am 100% serious. If the police pulled out machine guns and started mowing those people down, you would not hear a word of complaint from me. It's one thing to protest. It's even one thing to, like, throw a rock at the cops. Because the cops, the pigs, the police, whatever, they are the established. I get that. But when you start destroying people's stores, their automobiles, right? When you start attacking other private citizens, right? It's one thing to direct your physical violence at a government that is, in your opinion, oppressing you. And by when I say directed at the government, okay, so you burn down a government building. You throw a rock at a police officer who is a representative of the government at the time he is a police officer. You burn a cop car. You kill a politician. Okay, those things I'm not necessarily opposed to. Not saying you should go do them, because there's a good chance you'll get killed if you do them. I'm not saying you shouldn't do them. But when you're throwing your rock through the window of a store that's owned by a private individual, or even a Walmart, even a fucking evil corporation. Well, God, you know, maybe I shouldn't say corporate, because there are some times when, like, we burned down the pharmaceutical corporation's headquarters. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure I could muster a whole lot of sympathy for that. So let me back off the statement about the corporations, and I'll reconsider where I really stand on that. But when you're right, when you're flipping over a private citizen's car, when you're harassing other citizens, even if they voted for the candidate you don't like, when you're throwing your rocks through the windows of mom and pop type stores, locally owned businesses, or even franchises that are owned by local people, that's a whole different matter. And in that particular case, if the police mowed you down with machine guns, I would laugh. I would fucking buy a plane ticket, fly, let the TSA touch my ballsack, go through the fucking back scanner x-ray, fly to that city, get out, walk into the middle, and just piss on your corpses. This election has illustrated that as a country, we have serious divisions between and some severe misunderstandings. Yeah. And if we would allow the states to secede from the Union and form their own alliances, or if it was even a republic with a very weak federal government the way it's supposed to be, we wouldn't be having these problems, right? And again, I know this is, aren't you supposed to be an anarchist? Go fuck yourself, okay? If, let's say in this weird theoretical world, and it is a weird, it'll never happen, but let's say we were still this constitutional republic that adhered very closely to the Constitution as it is written. Yes, we'd still have statism and all this other shit, but the federal government would be the weakest government, right? The state governments would be, probably would have evolved to be the most powerful. You know, again, in theory, the local government, say the city government, should be the most powerful. County governments, which kind of shouldn't really exist, should be very unpowerful, actually, because counties shouldn't be doing a lot. Then you should have state governments. Maybe a state government would, and again, practically speaking, the state government probably always end up being more powerful than the city and the county. But then the federal government would be the weakest form of government. And we've got this completely backwards-ass thing because pieces of shit just like you want to force your opinions on everyone else. And when you lose at the state, right? So if you have 50 states and you have 25 states where abortion's legal, 25 states where abortion is illegal, well, everybody who wants abortion to be legal wants to force that on the other 25 states. And everybody who wants abortion to be illegal wants to force that on the other 25 states. And that's how the federal government became the most powerful form of government when it's supposed to be the weakest form. Because all of you are so fucking obsessed with forcing your opinions on everyone else. And that's the mental retardation. That's the intellectual retardation. That's the emotional retardation. Your fucking need to force everybody else to conform to what you think they should conform to. And the Hillary voters have taken that desire to force other people to conform to a whole new level. And that's why I'm considering removing you people from my life, because you are that fucking inferior. You are that hateful. You are the people, I've said this before, you are the people who put the Jews in concentration camps. That was you. That was people exactly like you. That was people who thought, I have this opinion of the world, and I'm going to force it on everyone else, and anyone who disagrees with me is evil, right? Jews are inferior to us, and Jews control the world. This is exactly what a social justice warrior say? White men control the world. White men are inferior to everyone else. What is it? Are we inferior to you, or are we controlling you? This election has illustrated that as a country, we have serious divisions between and some severe misunderstandings. Sometimes it feels like these issues will never be solved when you see the arguments on the plaza and online. Well, the plaza and the online are not where you go for intelligent arguments, you stupid cunt. There has been so much baseless and judgmental hate thrown back and forth between people and peers that you and I know that will never solve the divides. We need to foster conversations to understand each other's perspective. No, I already understand your perspective, and you're not smart enough to understand mine. Go fuck yourself, you fat cunt. So as a student at Colorado State, just like you, I want to share my reflections on what happened this week. I didn't support Trump. But I realize that not all who voted for Trump are xenophobic hate monsters. Oh, you're so enlightened, you fat cunt. Not everybody who voted for Trump is a xenophobic hate monster. Not everybody. Well, you know, just all the white men. The white women who voted for Trump. Well, they were just being controlled by the patriarchy. I see the appeal of Trump, even from the most moderate conservative, and I certainly see the appeal for the person opposing Clinton. It took me this election to see there is a strong community in this country that has felt ignored by the elite political systems and whose jobs and industries are being replaced by different industries. What the fuck does any of that mean? What are you talking about? I believe there are some who could be more sensitive to this feeling of de-enfranchisement. And by more sensitive, she means vote for Hillary Clinton because Hillary has a vagina. But something that needs to be universally understood. Oh God, this needs to be universally understood, right? So this means this something that needs to be forced upon you is what that means. But something that needs to be universally understood is the simple fact that Donald Trump has said some deplorable things. Well, he's in the basket of deplorables, right? Just like you're in the basket of inferiors. Now, Hillary Clinton, of course, has never said or done anything deplorable. Hillary Clinton is this pure virgin who descended from heaven and is completely untouched by ever doing anything wrong or questionable or deplorable or evil or stupid in her entire life because, well, vagina. There is no defending the statements that were blatantly wrong and disrespectful. Such as, oh, but we're not going to give examples. No, we're not going to provide examples. We're not going to say, because you're a fat cunt, which particular statements are blatantly wrong and disrespectful. And what's so terrible about being disrespectful? Why is, you know, and again, this is this emotional fragility that these little fucking cunts have. That in their world, the most evil thing you can do is be disrespectful, right? Murdering people with flying robots, totally fucking okay. Completely okay. Raping women if you're a Muslim, completely all right. Nothing wrong with that. But oh, if you disrespect somebody, you're a Nazi. The evidence is all right there in the videos and audio. However, she doesn't present any of this evidence. The evidence, it's right there. I'm not going to present any of it because I'm a stupid cunt, but the evidence is right there. Anyone who denies the gravity of those statements is someone who I would consider a racist and sexist. There it is. See, that's our argument. If you disagree with me, you are a racist and a sexist. That it's racism all the way down, boys and girls. That is the entire fucking argument. This is why the Hillary Clinton voter is the lowest fucking form of, second lowest form of life I've ever encountered. It's racism all the way down. Okay, there's more to come. I don't know how much more because, like I said, I'm cold reading. The first time I've opened this, I'll be back with part two. And I will be right every fucking moment of this podcast. Go fuck yourself, you cunts.